you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
More high school sports today on the Coach's Corner. Talk basketball Monday and Tuesday. Today we're going to talk wrestling. Last night, the Emory Spartans and the Carmen Dinos shared the wrestling mat for the only time this season. Took place at the Spartan Center in Castledale. Back and forth matchup. Emory had the lead. Carbon managed to come back and take the 42-36 team victory at the varsity level. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have head coach Kurt Christiansen right now over the phone. Coach, always fun to get you on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, great to be back.
Coach, it's been a while since we've talked. It's been a very busy time, though, for the Emory High School wrestling team. You guys did compete at a Manti tournament over the weekend, and then, of course, the meet last night against the Carbon Dinos. It's always fun to see these two teams share the mat. We'll start by talking about last night's action. You guys fall to Carbon 42-36 at the varsity level, but it seemed like there was some real competitive wrestling throughout the night.
You know what? We had a ball last night. Both teams wrestled extremely well, and Our boys looked good and competed tough.
How difficult is it, Coach, going up against Carbon? Who, you know, it's a rivalry, let's be honest. And in whatever sport we're talking about, it is a rivalry. But going up against Carbon after a pretty brutal weekend, you and I were talking, these kids had to wrestle. Each kid wrestled about 9 matches over the weekend.
Yeah, both teams went over there to Manti, and we wrestled a dual tournament over there, and we had 9 matches, and it was a ball. You know, at that dual tournament, I had 3 undefeateds and then one with only 1 loss. And my boys wrestled like champions over there. I wish I could fill a team up, but they wrestled like champions again last night. I really, you know, hosting Carbon, we kind of wanted to fill the team up as best we could. And I had my varsity 32 actually headed down to 20 pounds right now. So I was missing him, so I asked the JV to fill in there. You know, my JV 26 jumped up. My varsity 138 went up to 45, and you know they did some bouncing around and gutted it out for the team. And I thought they wrestled tough, but they had a tough row to hoe. So they tried their tails off and weren't able to come up with some wins there. But you know, out of the matches wrestled in the varsity, we win 6, they win 4, we lose by forfeit. So I'm really pleased with my team.
You guys did win the first 4 matches of the varsity competition last night. I mean, starting with AC Reeve at 285, you guys got off to a great start.
Yeah, AC come out, and he scared me pretty good. He got thrown on his back. And, you know, for a heavyweight, he's pretty flexible. He got off his back pretty good and battled back and got close again. And then he went and did it again and threw himself right back on his head. So he had to battle off his back again. So I was really extremely pleased with the effort that he put forth for his team. He was able to fight off his back for the second time and win himself a pin. So I'm really proud of him. And then, 106, it was a battle, close battle for a while. And then, we were fortunate to get a pin there. And then Corby showed a dominant performance at 113. And Dax had a dominant performance at 120. So those guys marched out and put their team in there for the competition, and I was really proud of them. And then, you know, the next 4 weight classes, like I said, we had a battle going on at 126. That's a fun match to watch. But we were unfortunate in that one. We kind of got caught on our back on the line and got pinned there. Chase got pinned. And, we're really proud of his successes. I mean, he is something else to watch. Neutral, that Chase Christiansen can really put together some takedowns. He is fun. So we're excited there. And then the next 3 weight classes were all move ups, and they jumped up a weight class to fill a spot or come out of the JV to fill a varsity spot at 138. And they all wrestled really, really tough, full of try. But we were unfortunate there. We lost 4 in a row. So we traded wins, and then it basically came down to forfeits. We got the win at 52 and at 70 where we had wrestlers and had to give up give up points at 160, 182, and 195 where we were empty. So all in all, I'm really pleased with how my wrestlers did.
Hey, Coach, one thing that's been fairly consistent, it seems like, throughout this year is 106 through 126. You guys have been very, very consistent, getting a lot of wins at 113, 120, 126, and 106. I mean, it seems like you guys typically get off to great starts in these meets because of these weight classes.
Oh, you know what? They're wrestling tough. They are wrestling tough. I think, you know, we were talking record last night in varsity play at 106. My varsity guy there, he's got, I think he has 15 wins and 5 losses, so he's doing really good. And then, you know, at Corby at 113, he has only 4 losses, and 2 of those are to the same opponent, and he has 17 wins. And, you know, Dax is, his winning record is, he's about 50-50. Which is way up for him from last year. I mean, he has really turned it on, and I'm excited for him there. And then, you know, the guy that's been wrestling varsity 132 for me, Drake Mangum's coming down from 126 to be at 120 next year or next week for Delta, and he'll be at 120 the rest of the year. So we're going to get even more solid there. That gives me 2 solid wrestlers there. And I failed to mention my 2 junior varsity guys at 106 at the tournament in Manti. Both jumped into a different team and wrestled the varsity tournament there, and both had winning records. Hunter Hopes was my second string JV there, and he had some tenacious wrestling this last weekend. He came out with a winning record, and Jaron Allen as well. You know, I think he only lost 2 on the weekend. In the varsity tournament at 106, you know. So those boys at 106 pounds are pushing each other to greatness, and it's going to be fun to watch them grow up and spread out a little bit in weight and feel some of these other weight classes we're emptying. And the future looks really good for Emory Wrestling.
And our guest right now is Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory Sport and Wrestling Squad. Coach, now that you guys hit the Christmas break, I don't know that there's a sport that could be affected more by a break in the action, be it, you know, half a week, 2 weeks, it doesn't matter, than wrestling, because you got to make sure you maintain your weight. Is that factual when I say that? Like, no other sport that we deal with at the high school ranks is going to be affected more by a break than wrestling if the kids are not disciplined.
Yeah, you know what? There's some discipline involved, and they have to watch what they eat, and they're going to be vigilant, but my guys are really mature and good with that right now. I'm not worried about any one of my wrestlers. They're all doing really well that way. And the next week break is really going to give them a chance to get overseas some of these bumps and bruises. I mean, I want to brag on my team. They're wrestling really tough, and they're putting up wins. And I've got sore shoulders and broken fingers and broken wrists and dislocated fingers and broken noses and bad knees, and these guys are wrapping it up, they're sucking it up, and they're wrestling through the pain, and they're still turning in wins, and I'm really, really, really proud of them, and I want to, you know, put a shout-out to those guys who are wrestling sore and tired, and, you know, let's go through the Christmas break and get feeling a little better and come back and wrestle Delta tough, and then we go right into Beaver and 3A duels. I mean, we don't get a whole bunch of a break, and our season stays tight and right. I want to put a shout-out to my undefeated wrestlers on the year, A.C. Reeves, yet to be defeated, and neither is Gus Dalton. They're wrestling beautiful. New Ovison at 170, he's only got 2 losses on the season, so I think he's looking at 2-19 or something like that. And, you know, those upperclassmen that I do have, they're amazing. They're team leaders, and I'm excited to have them in the room. I couldn't be more proud of them. And then one more shout out to my junior varsity at 285. You know, he's a first time wrestler, and that's Drake Hoffman, and he is doing awesome. I think he had 1 loss, maybe no, he had 1 varsity loss and 1 exhibition loss on the weekend when we went to Manti wrestling in the varsity tournament. You know, he stepped in and filled a varsity spot on a team that didn't have one, and he wrestled all varsity, and then he had 1 exhibition match with a 220-pounder from Aldemont, and he lost it right at the end. He had a 7-point lead and got tired and got rolled over and pinned. But he is wrestling so good. I really think right now at 285, I have number one and number two in the state of Utah. So, you know, my team looks tough.
I know you start kind of thinking ahead, Coach, because once we get back from the Christmas break, there's literally a month left in the wrestling season. I mean, just a little over a month before you go to the state finals at UVU. You're starting to see some of these kids separate themselves from the pack. I mean, realistically, looking at maybe 3 to 4 state champions, maybe even more.
Yeah, you know what? You got the magic number right there. I think I'm looking at more like 4 or 5. And we start wrestling line bracket tournaments and putting team points on the board with the way these guys are wrestling and pinning and stuff. We've got a real shot to be, you know, top 5 in the state. And we move some guys around a little bit. Those guys that are been working on getting their weight plans down. You know, we stay solid at 106. In fact, at the state tournament, I think I'm gonna place 2. I will almost guarantee I'll place 2, and I don't know which 2 it'll be right now because our wrestling room is a battle and it's in and of itself. It's a tournament every Monday at wrestle-offs, you know. Those boys are wrestling tough. You know, I've got 7 at 106, and to be honest with you, the top 4 could be varsity any day. So they're doing good. And I stay solid at 13. I'm rock solid at 20 with two state placers there. I'm rock solid at 26. I'm looking for 2 state placers there. And, you know, that extra guy, he might not score team points, but he keeps my opponent from doing the same. So, you know, and a 138 and 145 with my Macarella boys coming back. They're going to be healthy first of the year, and we're expecting them to come in and start knocking out points there too. You know, we've really, really hurt with them gone for the last 3 weeks, and we're going to be glad to have them back, so... I'm looking forward to the postseason. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a fun time of the year, to say the least. Coach, I definitely appreciate you again making time for us today. Congratulations on a great first half of the season. I know we'll talk again as we get rolling with the second half of the season. You have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you, Jordan.
We've got a break for just a moment. We do have plenty more Drive Time Sports coming up. In fact, when we return, we're going to keep it local and talk about an event. It's not taking place until June, but I like this event. I think it's a pretty cool deal. Scott Merrill's going to join us when we return. We're going to talk about the Lunatic Triathlon. Plus, we'll get to some more NFL football talk. That's coming up in just a bit here on Drive Time Sports.